Welcome, I'm Damien and this is the Effective Challenge podcast. Here we'll cover topics that look at individual and team performance. And what I'm particularly looking to draw out are the practical things that we can do to take our performance to the next level. I'm really interested in any comments you've got, or perhaps if you've got subjects that you'd like to see covered in future episodes, then drop me a line. It's damien@effectivechallenge.com. That's Damien, D-A-M-I-A-N, at effectivechallenge.com. This week, I've been involved in a number of conversations around the subject of careers. I was lucky enough, I did the opening talk at Careers Fair, and I've had two coaching sessions. One was formal, one was pretty informal, actually, where the individual were asking themselves and trying to find some answers around what they should do with their career next. In my experience, career will mean different things to different people. Some people are very clear career for them is all about increasing their opportunities within an organisation through promotion. Sometimes it's about career being a range of roles, perhaps at the same level, either in one organisation or multiple. For some people, they really focus on what kind of impact are they going to make throughout their career. So they look to that as their benchmark. Of course, you know, maybe it's a combination of all of those things. I know personally for me, it took many years to really navigate towards the thing that really started to ignite me, which was around kind of development and working with people to help them to fulfill their potential. But that wasn't what I was kind of thinking when I was leaving school way back at the end of the 80s. Certainly I really didn't know what I wanted to do, and I did a number of things, not deliberately. And I have to say, this wasn't some deliberate plan, but I did a number of things where I experimented. You know, I did some corporate roles. I did some qualifications around technology. So I started to do some more technical stuff. Got quite interested in program and project delivery, which led to a whole thing around change management and supporting people through change. And I'd say it was, you know, through my own development that I started to find that I really enjoyed and got a lot from helping other people to develop. So that's kind of where my career potted history stands at the moment. I've got an open mind. It might change again. So the thing out of all of that I would encourage for people is, you know, have a definition of your working definition of what career means to you. Put a bit of effort into that. You'll find that by doing so, you'll start to see opportunities that arise through different eyes and different lenses. So what does this help me get towards where I'd ideally like to be, or does it take me away from? So, and as a result, makes you less susceptible to finding yourself in places that you weren't. I thought for the podcast I'd pick on a few areas around career and just explore them in a little more detail. The first of those I've titled Rush or Rut. And this is based on my work through coaching, but also my experience of working with people in teams. you find that there are certain characteristics of people that, you know, very early on in the career, they're in a super, super rush to get on, to perhaps get promotion, to get to the next level. And actually, caveat to all of this, I'm not saying any of this is wrong or right. There are just a set of consequences as a result. Now, for those people that are in a rush, they're going to be at work for a long time. You know, the working life is likely to extend. You know, say, let's say we talk about, you know, getting close to 40 years in the workplace. So you've got a bit of time. You don't need to do everything in the first 10 years of your career. Now, one of the things around getting promoted really quickly is clearly there's some dividend through financial gain. But what you might be sacrificing as a result of that is developing experience, developing the opportunity to experiment without some of the pressures that perhaps promotion would bring to you, which ultimately puts you in a, you know, a real strong position for when you do get promoted. That said, you know, by getting promoted, perhaps you get to influence in a way that you wouldn't from lower down inside an organisation. So I guess the thing around promotion is just be clear around, you know, what are you gaining, and perhaps what are you giving up by pushing on to the next level at an accelerated rate. So that's the kind of rush thing. Actually, I'm going to add one more bit to the rush thing. The whole I need to define what I want very early on in my career can put an awful lot of pressure on somebody's shoulders. Which for some people they thrive as a result of that pressure. For others it certainly detracts from them being at their best. And you've got time. You really have got time. If we're on that 40 year sort of trajectory, you got a bit of time to do some things, perhaps get some things wrong, perhaps, you know, go down some avenues that really aren't the place that you want to be, and course correct. So, you know, you have time. You have probably more time than you give yourself credit for. I guess the flip side of being in a rush is the being in a rut, where you've found yourself doing something for perhaps a number of years, year in, year out. You get almost conditioned into, this is what my career is all about. And in some cases, people lose a bit of confidence and perhaps enthusiasm to try something different, to do the course correct. And, you know, sometimes there's some really good reasons for that. Maybe there's, you know, quite a lot of responsibility on your shoulders to provide, pay the mortgage, you know, very real for many people. So the safety of where you are is something that's quite appealing. However, that's not always the case. And there's potential for people to get into the mode of, you know, I'll stay here even though I'm not happy being here because it's safe and it's reliable. There may be other things that you can do in parallel to the role you're doing to explore what other opportunities might exist. And I'll come on to that later on in the cast. I guess whether you're in a rush or in a rut, one of the things to think about is, you know, how much of this is contributing to my happiness and well-being. So if you're striving for promotion, but really each day is just a slog, it's a grind. You feel quite vulnerable because you're being asked to do things that you just have never done before, and you really haven't got the experience to take them forward. So, you know, you're finding that you're bluffing more than you would ideally like around certain situations. It's not a great place to operate from. And that's not to say we shouldn't stretch ourselves. You know, I'm a big proponent of being able to stretch yourselves in our careers. But, you know, if you find that you haven't got the experience, it's going to have an impact. it's going to have an impact on our well-being and happiness. And, you know, that for me, that's quite sad. We spend a lot of time working. Wouldn't it be great if more of us spent that time in roles and jobs and doing activities that we actually got some happiness and worth from? Same applies to the rut. You know, if that is dragging you down, you know, one of the conversations I had this week, it had really been impacting on the person. It was dragging them down. They couldn't see a way out. They thought they were stuck. And once you get yourself into that mindset, it can be quite challenging to lift yourself out of it. Very often you need some kind of support to get you out of that type of mindset. So if we can interrupt that with some more positive thoughts, some you know, more importantly than positive thought is positive action, actually do some things to lift yourself out of that rut, then so much the better. And then you might just find that your health and wellness and well-being kind of increases, and then you get even better results. So, you know, what's I guess not to like about that? Final thing I would say about rush and rut is consider your career in the context of everything else that you've got on. That's probably for most people going to change as they get older. So when you're very early in your career, you know, you've probably got less ties, less responsibilities. So you can be a bit more flexible. If you've got family and perhaps a mortgage to pay, well, you know, you need to consider that. Likewise, time, you know, you get 168 hours a week, how you're spending it. You know, some of that, I guess you've got to sleep. Beyond that, it's really down to you. Yeah, if you're early in your career, perhaps you dedicate a bit more time to you know, growing and developing. You know, as you start to perhaps get a partner, perhaps have family, you know, they need to factor in too. And again, all of this, you know, it's not a static thing. The environment you're operating in will change. And, you know, if we relentlessly pursue the same thing without considering that wider context, again, that for me, in personally and in the work that I do with other people, it's inevitable that's going to impact on your happiness and well-being. Okay, so I'm going to move on. Is it too overwhelming to work out what career actually means to you? And for many people, that's the case. They say, I just don't know what I want to do. And as a result of that, they put quite amount of pressure upon their shoulders to come up with the, and I'm going to, you know, emphasize this word, the right answer. Well, who knows what the right answer is, really? Yeah, you can make some choices, you can make some judgments, you know, you can take some action. But whether it's right or wrong in the long run, well, only time will tell. So I always encourage, take a bit of that pressure off your shoulders to come up with the right answer. You know, experiment a bit. You know, you might want to experiment with some safety nets around you, so that, you know, perhaps not going full out if you've got some other responsibilities in that wider context piece. But take a bit of pressure off your shoulders. You know, not what do I need to do for the rest of my life? You know, what might the next year look like in terms of my career? Quite quickly, when people start to explore this subject, they will get an immense amount of variables that they're playing with. And as a result, they can become quite paralysed about what to do next, you know, because of the right answer being looming over their head. Have a bit of confidence to put some boundaries around where you take your career. You know, I'll sum up with this point at the end of the cast, but I'll mention it here. It's yours. Your career is yours. You can take responsibility for it. So if you're finding it's all a bit overwhelming, chances are, you just haven't developed the right clarity about what to do next. And that clarity, once you've developed that, you all of a sudden will find energy, you'll find a very dedicated purpose about how to pursue what you want. And what to do next isn't some highfalutin, big, massive, goal. It might just be have a conversation with X, or make a call to Y, or spend 30 minutes researching a particular subject that, you've got some interest in, and what careers might look like that on the internet. What to do next? Get really practical. As you start to do that and you lift yourself away from being paralysed about what to do, you'll begin to build some momentum. And out of that momentum, you might just find some different answers. And so, or perhaps some different questions start to pose themselves for you to navigate your way through. I'd encourage, doing a little but often on your career to keep that momentum going, rather than big set piece, almost like about turns on, I was this, now I'm going to be that. And almost, I'd encourage people not to be wholly defined by what you do in your career. See that as a bigger picture, in that bigger picture context. And then perhaps you end up taking a little bit of that pressure off of your shoulders about what it is you need to do. So that's some of my thoughts, observations about what I see. But let's get a little bit more practical about what you can do to move some of these situations forward. I'm going to bring out a kind of few things here. Firstly, and this doesn't just apply to career and thinking about career, very often people try to overly manage situations like this inside their head. And they end up with, inevitably, you will end up with multiple variables that all play off of each other. And it's incredibly hard, some research would say, nigh on impossible, to manage all of that inside your head. It's just too much. It's too complex. To help you do that, let's get super practical. Get a sheet of paper, get a pen, a cup of coffee, or whatever drink you want, and just spend a bit of time dwelling on, okay, what thoughts have I got running around? Let's get them out of my head. Get them onto a piece of paper. Don't try to overanalyze them about their meaning, what they are. Get them out of your head onto a piece of paper. And then you give yourself the opportunity to start organising them into something more sensible. Chances are some of that, it's going to be gobbledygook. It's going to be ramblings that are going to be meaningless, really, about what you can actually do. However, what you might just find is that there's some really good stuff in there, and you start to spot some patterns about, where perhaps you're happy, where perhaps you're less happy about with what's going on in your career, and what you might do for moving to the future. So that's the first practical point. Get it out of your head onto paper. Second, sometimes people can find it quite hard to describe what they want. Again, I think this perhaps boils down to or has its roots in the I need to get it right when I describe what I want. In my experience, if we flip that question around and begin to ask ourselves, so what don't I want? People can become a bit more free-flowing in their description. So, as part of your getting things out of your head, just describing on a piece of paper the things you don't want to have in your career is a pretty good place to start, because then you get the opportunity to go, what's the inverse of that? So, what would an example be? So if somebody didn't want to be working at 60, so they wanted to retire from the workplace early. Okay, so I need a career that's going to generate the income that's going to allow me to do that. Well, okay, so that's a parameter you now need to factor into your decision making. If that is something that's less of important to you around financial income, and actually you want a role that you're going to just enjoy doing, and therefore financial remuneration is less important, well, again, that's a parameter that you can put into your equation. I'm going to move on from that. So once you've got the inverse, people try to perhaps answer these questions in very short amounts of time. They do it in quite bursty approaches. So, for example, you know, at the end of an appraisal year, perhaps you've had some feedback you didn't welcome. Right, I now need to kind of get a new job and I now need to do something different. Or, you know, you've had a bad experience with a particular individual, perhaps a line manager or somebody you're working with. Right, I need a different career. I need to do something different. And they get these bursts of enthusiasm that very quickly dissipate. Give yourself some time. You know, map out what your career might look like. You know, call it the beta version of what my career might look like, and give yourself some time to work that through. You know, do it over a number of months, little and often, and then you might just find that you end up with some different results, and you will put yourself in a position where you're putting something in place which you can accommodate with everything else that perhaps is going on in your life. Fourth and final point is involve others. You know, don't think you need to come up with all the answers on your own. Have some conversations with people. Have some conversations with people about, you know, what they do to manage their career. Have some conversations with people about perhaps some subjects that interest you. Have some conversations with people. You know, perhaps there's a let me give an example. So somebody who I was working with, yeah, they wanted to pursue a role in a particular sport on the field. They had a training ground accident. They weren't able to, so their career effectively was brought to, in one afternoon, was brought to a stop. There are many, many roles in a particular sport that perhaps you can pursue, be that administratively, be that on the coaching side in terms of sport, be that on the coaching side, be that on the nutrition side, be that on the physio side. You know, all of these roles are all available. So talk to others. You know, what else exists in a particular area? Another example, you know, perhaps somebody has an aspiration to be a vet. Okay, so you didn't kind of work at a veterinary college, didn't work out for you. Well, there's a whole host of different roles that you could be playing in and around, you know, the health of animals. You know, so have conversations with people, explore what those opportunities might look like. Also, you know, in terms of involving other people, they might just point out some things that you're not aware of yourself about the things you're great at. You know, the ways that you go about certain things and how they might be applicable to other settings. You know, how you might transfer your skill set, your experience into a place that could be of real value. It always surprises me when I've perhaps a conversation with somebody who is returning to work after perhaps having a child, and they perhaps their confidence is on a bit of a dip. That, you know, what can I bring to the workplace? And then you explore, you know, let's abstract up a little bit away from parenting. You know, what are the characteristics that you've been doing over the last, you know, 5 to 10 years while you've not been working? You know, quite quickly you'll come out with, you know, organisational skills, absolutely key. You know, working out what's important, absolutely key. Getting resources together so we can do certain things. All of a sudden, you know, that role of, you know, I've just been at home looking after the children, it's not too many leaps away from, so you could probably play a role in project support, project management, project delivery. So yeah, have a conversation with people that perhaps can give you some alternative points of view around your skill set. Final point about involving others is they might just help you navigate your way through some of the complexity that you might be facing with what choices to make, perhaps some of the overwhelm that you might be facing. They can help you navigate their way through that, and that sometimes is just harder to do when you're trying to do that all on your own. Okay, so final point. I said I would mention this at the end, and this is a kind of plea, really. Your career is 100% yours. There are other people that will influence it. There are other people that can enhance it. But it is yours. Take responsibility for it. Don't wait for other people to come to you with career opportunities. Don't wait for other people to come to you and tell you what development you might need to do if you want to pursue a different approach. Get out there, take responsibility, and, you know, push forward on your career. That way you are, you know, you've just increased the chances of doing what you want to do and hopefully avoiding what you don't want to do. And in my experience, if you can do all of that, well, your health, your happiness and well-being, you know, they're certainly going to improve. Hope that's been of use. As always, please give me your thoughts, comments. Reach out to me on damian@effectivechallenge.com. That's Damian, D-A-M-I-A-N, @effectivechallenge.com. And until next time, good luck.